This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
Are you prepared for the zombie apocalypse? In case of emergency, break glass and tune in to Joy 94.9 on a Tuesday night for Sci-Fi and Scream.
This is a screamer for Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, saying support Women in Horror Month. It is Women in Horror Month, or Women in Horror Recognition Month. What is it? It's an international grassroots initiative. It encourages and supports those women involved in the horror film industries. They're usually underrepresented, but that can change. And that's why we invite you to listen to our special Women in Horror Month episodes. We have part one with Bailey from the A to Z of Horror, and we were looking at a woman of colour in horror films and exploitation movies, and Bailey had her choice of favourite women, favourite ladies in the genre. Episode 2, February the 9th, is with Bianca Martin and the Girl Frieders, looking at horror zines and comics made by women for women. And episode 3, that's quite the surprise, February the 16th, let's just say one word, Suspiria. All right, get your ghoulish garish girl rags on and stay tuned with us on Sci-Fi and Scream as we celebrate 2016's Women in Horror Recognition Month, only on Joy 94.9 on Sci-Fi and Scream with the Screamer. So stay tuned for that and more. It's all about celebrating and supporting women who make horror movies, television, write screenplays, write fiction, make comics, make zines, whatever it is they're into. We will support them. It's positive, it's inclusive, and it's only here on Sci-Fi and Scream. Women in Horror Month is February 2016.
Now the fun starts.
We'll be right back.
welcome to Sci-Fi and Squeam here on Joy 94.9. Thanks to Chatterbox with the old Conrad in there chatting away. You just can't get rid of these New Zealanders. They won't go back. Send them back. No, just kidding. I can't send back myself. Here we are on Sci-Fi and Squeam, and it is part two of our Women in Horror special. We've got two more. We've extended it because it goes for a whole month, Women in Horror Month, to celebrate and recognise women in the genre and females and representation, characters that we love or hate, from villains to good gals to kick-ass girls or not so. But in any case, I just want you to know that... you can always follow us on Facebook, or you can Twitter us at Queer Geeks of Oz, or you can message us and tell us if you have a favourite horror film that involves a lot of ladies. If you do, all you have to do is email onair at joy.org.au, or you can message us on 0427JOY949. And we heard something horrific in a good way, the Girl Frieda's with, I think it was Halloween Girl. You can attack me if I got it wrong, because I have them in the studio, which is awesome tonight here on the show. Welcome.
Hey.
Hi. Hey.
You haven't been in here live before, have you?
No.
It's a bit different.
Although we did record that song in
you
this
did.
Studio.
Yeah, I know. A year ago, just over a year now.
Yeah.
We were talking about it before.
It's good to be back. Thanks for having us.
Mm. This time it's live, so if we make mistakes... we have an audience that will tell us off or something, you know. Maybe they'll like it. I don't know. But I want to welcome everybody here. We've got Alice.
Hey.
Yay. Bianca.
Hi.
Hey. And Shannon.
Hi.
Hey. And so Bianca's been the big star, really, of what's going on in Melbourne, talking about what she does at Sticky Institute and some of the genre zines and things like that that you know about, been involved in, coming up with the Festival of the Photocopier. Who's excited about that?
Super excited.
We're all pretty excited.
Yeah. Are you going to have a zine there too?
Yeah, I've got a couple of zines that I've been working on. This is like my first foray into zine making, so this is, I'm making my debut, but not to steal Bianca's thunder like that.
It's all right. What are the zines?
One of them is the collection of photography that I've been, you know, just shooting on my 35mm camera, called This Day Last Year zine, and another one called My Life in Notes, which started as like a mini zine. And then it sort of, the idea expanded into maybe 10 zines. So it's just like a collection of...
wow, okay.
Like
a lot of work.
Yeah, like a mixtape of memories, I'm calling it, because it's just associating different songs with memories and illustrations during different years of my life. So,
will this be on one table, or how is it going to work?
Well, I've only got one finished at the moment. Well, yeah, This Day Last Year zine
is still like 4 days. It's fine.
Well, yeah. Do you know? It took me like a month to push out like This Day Last Year and My Life in Notes. So I don't think I can do that. I'll be like cowering in a corner.
There's no minute like the last minute.
Yeah, that's true.
You can stay up. Stay up and, you know, take some caffeine.
Yeah.
Lots of caffeine.
I'll have one cup of coffee at this time and I'll be awake for 24 hours. So
perfect.
Same. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll have those two zines available at the zine fair where the Girl Frieda's will have a stall together. So we'll have, like, all of our zine that we released last year as well, like the Girl Frieda zine, and we'll have some merch. We've still got some tapes left of our EP, and we'll have badges and stickers
and kisses
and smooches, because it'll be Valentine's Day.
I know, isn't that weird? Or crazy. Good. No, it's good, isn't it? It's good, yeah.
No, it is very good. Like, I'm looking forward for like potential suitors to approach me, and
yes,
at the end of the day, I'm gonna like, you know,
give them a zine instead of a rose.
Yeah. No, like, I'm going to, like,
rate
them. No,
we've decided.
Yeah.
What about me? I was going to, like,
you don't,
know,
have any agency in this.
Rate all... okay.
Maybe give them a badge with your phone number on it, on the outside, so everyone can see your phone number.
Maybe. Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
but maybe potentially stalkers might apply. We don't really want that.
But it could be really sad and, like, no one calls me.
True.
We'll think this through. Like I said,
we've got the number. We'll call you.
Just come be our Valentines.
Yes.
Is what we're saying.
Are they going to be doing anything special? Is Sticky going to do any... Sticky Institute, of course. Bianca, can you please explain what that is? Because people are probably going, Sonia's talking about Sticky again. What does she mean?
All right. So Sticky Institute is a volunteer-run store in the DeGrove subway, which is kind of the connecting area to Flinders Street Station. So you just got to go down the stairs on Flinders Street, and you find a whole bunch of stores down there.
Yeah.
It's been there since maybe 2001 and has re-evolved many times since.
Hasn't it been there since... Oh, it was just after World War II, or... Sticky was not there during World War II. But it could be a bunker.
Popular amongst the
soldiers.
Is it? Oh, awesome. And you've been volunteering there for a while.
Yeah, maybe like a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. So I've been living in Melbourne for coming on 3 years. And I've spent most of that time hanging out in Sticky making zines. And then... after I lost my job, I started volunteering there, and they can't get rid of me.
Right. Well, it's a good place to be, except when it rains very heavily, I believe, so that could be dangerous.
No, it floods.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like some The Shining level.
But you say sharks are in there. What's that shark film?
You know that scene where it's just like all the blood?
Yeah, coming out of the elevator.
Except
The Shining.
Rainwater.
Yeah. Yeah, grey water, pretty much. So, look, pretty exciting because you were on the ABC Online article on Thursday, the 4th of February.
Look at you with your notes.
I did my notes. Look at that. You can hear the paper going. Something like that. Quite amazing. Thomas Blatchford. It's an incredible dude, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. And for this to happen, that's great. It's good coverage for something that is... huge.
Most definitely. The festival happens every year, and it's just getting more and more popular. Mm. And each year we seem to be getting a little bit more media coverage, which is great.
Also,
and it just so happened. I was going to say it.
Oh, yeah, you do it. You do it.
No, you say it now.
Oh, okay. So Kanye West mentioned on Twitter today about how he made a zine for Yeezy Season 2, which is his collection, fashion collection. But he just made a tweet that was like, here's a zine that I made for Yeezy Season 2, and it's pronounced zine as in Z-E-E-N, not...
Zine.
It's shot for magazine. Lots of people pronounce it wrong. And so...
amazing.
Like, I don't know. Today of all days.
It's like educating people.
Yeah,
too,
like the week before Festival of the Photocopier.
Is it going to be available at the Festival of the Photocopier? Will we be able to...
Well, I know that...
we haven't heard back from him yet.
Yeah, we
he hasn't
like
tweeted
this, yeah,
you've tweeted, though.
I'm pretty sure...
He hasn't tweeted at us, like, confirming that he's
but,
gonna be
like,
there.
Sticky tweeted at him saying that we would love to have you at the festival, but... his reps are yet to get back.
They could.
Are you saying that?
Are
you saying that Kanye West reps run his Twitter? I'm fairly sure Kanye runs.
No, no, I'm pretty sure he runs his Twitter. Have you seen it?
I have. If that this better not be another Horsey Books thing, I'll be livid.
What? I missed something here, Alice.
Well, it turned out that the like best Twitter account, Horse eBooks. Like, it appeared to be, like, a spam account, like, just extracting random bits from the internet and tweeting it, but it turned out it was some jerk from BuzzFeed, like, curating this fake spam account, and it was just...
Well, it started off as a spam account.
It started off real, but then BuzzFeed bought it.
Oh, no. You buy spam?
Like, I'm not really into the details, but, like, it's...
Yeah,
it's just devastating.
Not good,
is
it? I'm fairly sure that Kanye West's Twitter is not a bot.
It's probably not for sale as well.
No, no.
Well,
but
it would be worth a lot.
Kanye West is down with zine culture, and I feel like now
play some Kanye West. Now
it's going to blow up.
Oh, awesome. Not literally, but...
No, well, no, but it's
going to flood the world. Yeah. Zines will be flooding.
Zine culture is going to hit mainstream.
I did actually have someone say to me, is it like photocopiers? Like, is there a wall of photocopiers? And I went, yes. Come along and look at the wall of photocopiers.
That'd be a great idea.
We should do like a photocopier orchestra for next year.
A race.
Year.
Oh my God. A photocopier race. So and you have to like paddle the photocopier. Yeah. Do you know, like on a canoe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh,
I'm doing actions in the studio. No one can see them except you guys, which is fine, but no one else can.
I felt like that was an accurate portrayal. Yeah.
Whatever that looked like.
I'm a photocopier.
Up the creek. Like the closing ceremony, we like make a sacrifice to the grand photocopier.
Gold medals and things like that. Do you mean for the closing ceremony?
No, we
do
make a sacrifice.
Awesome. Well, that's perfect for Women in Horror Month.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of sacrifices. Yeah.
Everyone blood sacrifice.
This is Sci-Fi and Scream here on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Essie Davis from the Babadook, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Such an early song. I've heard a rumor from ground control. Oh no, don't say it's true. They got a message from the action man. I'm happy, hope you're happy too. I've loved all I've needed love. Sorted details following. The shrieking of nothing is killing, just pictures of Jap girls in synthesis. And I ain't got no money, and I ain't got no hair. But I'm hoping to kick with the planet it's glowing. Ashes to ashen, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time low. Time and again I tell myself, I'll stay clean tonight. But little green wheels are following me. Oh no, not again. I'm stuck with a valuable friend. I'm happy, hope you're happy too. One flash of light, but no smoking pistol. I've never done good things. I've never done bad things. I never did anything out of the blue. Want an axe to break the ice. Wanna come down right now. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a chunky. Strung out in heaven's high. Hitting him all the time. Said to get things done, you better not
Yes, with Major Tom.
Wow, amazing. This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy and 94.9. I got to admit, I really am taken with that tribute to the late and great David Bowie from Amanda Palmer and, how do we say his name?
Jerick Bischoff.
Sounds like something else, but say it wrong. But, yeah, no, he's very cool. And we've got Alice. We have, I've got your name, Bianca. That's terrible. It is 10 p.m., isn't it, Shannon?
It is.
We're all here at the Girl Freeders. Now we're going to talk about, well, Bianca's going to talk about some interesting genre zines that she's got her hands on. One of them's Concrete Queers.
Yeah, so after you told me that it was Women in Horror Month, I decided to combine talking about zines and also talk about some horror zines.
So it just so happened
that the latest issue of Concrete Queers is horror-themed. So it's a literary-style zine done by Catherine Black and Allison Evans. And it has comics, poetry, fiction, basically anything you can imagine.
Is there an illustration by Gemma Flack on the front?
Yeah, illustration by Gemma Flack on the front. Very beautiful. I think Sonia has a copy that she might put up somewhere.
Yeah. Do I?
You will.
Oh, I will.
You will.
Yeah. Sorry.
She's also exhibiting at Off the Curb Gallery at the moment. We went along to the launch on Friday night. It was really awesome. There's some really amazing female women artists exhibiting at that space at the moment, so you should go and check it out. But I digress.
So, yeah, Concrete Queers will have a table at the zine fair, and we've got past issues, and they think they might have a new issue that they'll be launching on the day as well. And then Allison also makes some other cool zines, like this other one I have here. It's called My Gender is a Monster, which is basically about her or their relationship with gender.
It's very small.
It's a little tiny zine. It's eight pages, and it's got a bit words and pictures, and very concise but very powerful.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, and Moss Piglet. Now, we've had them on.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Gosh, it would be almost a year ago as well.
Yeah, so they are an experimental sci-fi journal.
Cool.
And kind of a similar style to Concrete Queers, but much more of a text focus. But they've also got a bit of comic in there as well. So they like to include just weird literary stuff that probably wouldn't have a home in mainstream Melbourne literary scene.
Not sci-fi too, in that kind of bent sort of way. It's quite unusual, I think.
Yeah.
The illustrations are pretty hilariously retro 50s style sort of sci-fi horror. It's kind of
weird. It's kind of like old school comics.
Very simplistic but very interesting. Love what they're doing.
Yeah, same. I think they have another issue coming up very soon too, and they'll have a table at the zine fair as well, so you can buy all the past issues.
Yay. And you've got another little bundle there,
too. So there's also a zine here I have called A Sharp Knife, which is created by my bestie and bandmate, Alice Bullett.
I've heard about this one.
So it's short, sharp poetry by women, and it has also had a horror theme, and it's just a very simple black and white short, sharp poetry.
So, would it be okay to hear one of these?
Would you like to pick one and read one, Alice?
Yes, that'll be lovely. Thank you.
So, A Sharp Knife has had 6 issues in its short time, I believe.
Yeah. I'm trying to decide which one, some good ones.
Will you have copies of this at the zine fair?
I'll have a few, like, there's not many, like, back issues around anymore, but I've got a nice big fat stack left over from Found Festival.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's like how to keep an eye on all the different zines, and when you run out, it's like, that's it. Unless you find a hard copy or something where you can make a new copy.
It's part of the magic, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
It vanishes forever. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I also upload this on the internet for free so that, like, it can circulate.
Oh, cool.
So this one's called Shadow by Poppy Smith. Tightening clammy palms firmly around a keychain knuckle duster, the night drips with eerie stillness like a liquid inky veil of darkness, to fill lungs with quickened breath, to eyes darting, glancing back again. Was that my shadow, looking for a yard to run to safety, beating footsteps like a graceless prey, anticipating the lurking predator? 2 meters, 2 miles, they're indiscernible until the key is in the lock.
Mm. I would have applause, but I don't have the applause button.
That's okay. Sorry.
That should be like a big button on the desk. I know. Just like
the internet.
Just smack
it down.
That's really cool. Yeah, look, it's getting excited. The excitement is building for this Sunday. And there are things on now or anyway, aren't there?
So the festival officially kicks off on Thursday evening. Yep. So they have the opening night party at the Tote. The Burnt Sausages, None of the Tongue, High Tech Emotions, and Ermine Coast are all playing at 8 p.m., $8 entry.
Cool. Burnt Sausages. Is that right?
Yes.
I got it right? Okay.
They are a sausage-themed band.
They are Melbourne's premier barbecue punk band.
Oh,
we've played with them a couple of times. They're so much fun live, so you should definitely get down and see them.
Do they barbecue on stage?
They dress up.
They are the barbecue.
They are the barbecue.
I see. So for cannibals who are interested, this could be for you.
They also have some homages to vegetarian sausages.
Yes.
And to condiments.
Yes.
There's a very beautiful homage to Fat Man Scoop.
They also do a ballad. I believe one of their songs is called A Ballad About Salad. So everybody's included. Vegan-friendly.
Not the salmonella salad that's been doing the rounds.
Oh, God. But yeah, Goodness gracious, no.
I just threw out my spinach. It was devastating.
Yeah.
Well, spinach included in the salmonella scare.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I'm coughing.
Tough times.
Coughing up blood now.
Oh, God.
No, it's not that bad.
We didn't expect you to take it so hard. I'm sorry.
Well, I like
not
to take things
spinach.
On. I used to love my spinach, you know. I can't eat it because it's got salmonella.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just this batch.
It's only temporary.
Yeah.
Back in the days when spinach came in packets, those were the days.
Oh, pre-washed.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing because it's pre-washed and you can just eat it?
Just eat it out of the
You don't need to
bag.
Worry.
Unless there's a freaking spider in it.
Oh, I saw that poor. Did they rescue the spider?
I was too busy freaking out.
Oh, okay. It's extra protein. You can't say we don't feed you well here on Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. Don't forget, send a message in. Let us know what your favourite... if you do have a horror zine, what do you know about it? And let us know, what are you doing for Women in Horror Month? Are you celebrating? You're going to have a movie marathon and watch all your favourite horrific ladies? Because that's what you should be doing when you're not listening to us here on Joy.
Just begun. She opened up eyes and thought, oh, what more? She's the hunter, you're the fox. A gentle voice that talks to you. Won't talk forever.
You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on
Joy. You said Scream.
Oh, it's Squeam.
It's Squeam, Squeam. Like crazy. Like, yeah.
Once more with feeling.
Okay.
You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Hey, Sci-Fi and Scream here on Joy 94.9. And Ace of Base. I can't believe I played that. But
thank you so much.
That was for Bianca.
My favorite song in the whole world.
And you're still alive to talk about it. That's something. That's unusual. No, that's pretty interesting.
Not very horror. Well, maybe horror to Sonia's ears.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. It's just the idea that popped into my head.
Yeah.
To, like, relate it to horror, I guess.
And this is a lovely soundtrack, I must admit. You can hear this in the background. This is the big film that came out last year. The big horror one, I guess everybody went and saw. It Follows. That was the one a year ago. It's pretty popular. By all respects, it did break a few new, I suppose, windows or little windows into how to make a horror film, and certainly launched the career of people like Micah Monroe. And interesting. And what else? Look, we were talking about The Witch, which is a film coming out very soon in March the 17th. Actually, not that soon. We have to wait in about a month. Or just over a month. All right, scrap that, Sonia. Oops. Oops. Forget about that announcement. And we were just talking about, yes, I've got a sneaky suspicion that The Witch will be the It Follows for 2016.
I hope it's not, because I didn't like It Follows.
Okay. Well, as in box office surprise. Oh, look, a horror film or whatever can make money.
Yeah, that's
what it's
true.
About, you know, making some money. And I think this one will be pretty cool. It's an English one set in the good days of 1636. That weren't so good, particularly for women. Speaking of women in horror, it is Women Horror Month. And yes, just head to the womeninhorror.com webpage. There's whole lots of events that are happening globally. It's becoming quite big, actually, which is really cool. But yeah, for women in the 17th century, not so good. Not so good at all. Sort of have to do what you are told to do, really, and all for the good of God, which is always...
I saw a couple of good movies at the Girls on Film Festival's Scream double feature. Mm. I think I saw you there. You hosted it.
That's right. I remember now.
Yeah.
It feels like years ago, to be honest.
It does, doesn't it? Wasn't it like back in October or something?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Yep. A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, which was... Incredible. Like, it's in terms of horror, It's very atmospheric. There's not a lot of violence, but yeah, it's very, very, very well done. The lead character is amazing. And I didn't actually stick around for the second film. Was it The Loved One?
The Loved Ones, yeah.
Yeah, but Alice did see it. She watched it alone at her house, at our house.
Yeah, because I missed it at the festival. Yeah. So I, like...
People were actually leaving. I noticed people were leaving.
It's pretty full on. Like, it was... I was, like, surprised at how much gore there was.
Yeah.
It was, like... the plot twist, I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, no,
I remember getting texts from you while you were watching.
I was texting the girls in iMessage and I was like, oh my god, like, they just, like, nailed his foot to the floor, and then I was like, oh my god, the floor opens up, and very, I'm not gonna spoil it, but
it's
like,
very, very painful.
Yeah.
You can feel the pain, actually. Yeah. I think my favourite scene is when he falls out of the tree onto the bonnet of the car.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, that looks quite real. That would hurt.
Yeah.
You have to see the film. If you haven't already, where have you been? It's been out since 2010 or something.
It's earlier than that, I think.
2009.
I think I might have even been in high school still when it came out. Oh.
That's because you're a little baby.
I know.
Was it
has still been in nappies when it came out.
Wasn't that last year? Or you could be like Strangers with Candy and you went back to high school when you were 40.
Yeah,
that could happen.
Sounds like a literal nightmare.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen Strangers with Candy?
No.
It's
I just nodded and for the sake of the conversation.
Oh, okay.
No, sorry. No?
Okay, well, it's basically this woman who, she's been in prison or under detention or something or whatever, and she wants to go back to high school, so she's given a second chance at life, and she goes back to high school, she's about 45, and she's drug dealing, sex worker, drug addict, lives at home with her mum and dad, who are like in their 70s. It's just very funny and disturbing.
Oh.
Try it, people.
Anything
it's kind
like
of horror.
My idea of hell is like just waking up.
Living at home with your parents, yeah.
And going to high school every day.
And for them, it's hell too. I'm sure it's like a double whammy of hell.
I still have like being back in high school nightmares, like finishing exams and stuff.
Well.
Yeah, so that's
exams,
like literally a nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm still in the lunchroom or something. I'm still in my form room. It's what they call New Zealand form rooms.
Yeah, you know.
Waiting for the bell that never rings. It's just this nightmare, and the maths teacher is putting me in detention again.
Sounds like we could write our own horror movie.
Yeah.
Let's collaborate on that.
The Frieda's Breakfast Club or something.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think? Yeah, so it is Women Horror Month. What is that about? Well, it's about representing women in horror, basically. But there's also in the States, they do a blood drive. Woo, taking off in a minute. They do a blood drive, so they do good stuff. So give blood to help those who need blood. Real blood, that is. Normally these people are around fake blood, you know, like the Soska twins and people like that are making so many gory, splatter, disturbing films. But for a change, they can actually do something good to give back to humanity. And I must admit, I have never met a horror fan I didn't like. I've never met someone who's made horror that was a wanker, I suppose. Can we say that? A wanker?
Yeah. Have you met the people who made the Saw film, though?
No, I haven't. No, that's something I should aim at.
Yeah, but like...
Are they unsavory? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, because you're like, oh, I haven't met one. So I'm like, well, have you met them?
I actually met Lee Won L back in my high school day. No, when he was a recovery host, when he was doing the movie reviews on recovery.
Oh, yeah.
I had the biggest crush on him.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so sweet.
I don't know, but if you're listening, Lee Won L, like, just shout out.
And please stop making movies.
What about The Conjuring? Oh, he didn't make The Conjuring, did he?
No, I don't know. I just feel like I was actually talking about the Saw series with my friend the other day, and he said that, like, Saw is basically, like, the worst filmmaking, and, it's just, like, the worst psyche of society.
Not Australian, yeah? So, you know. I'm not saying.
Oh, no, it's
That's irrelevant. Like,
I don't think it was produced, like, made in Australia, though.
But the filmmakers are.
Oh, yes, they are. But
my original point was that I saw a documentary, like, interviewing the guys, and I was just like, why are you bringing, like, this into the world? I don't know. There should be, like, there's so much potential to make good horror films, and, like, you just so miss the mark.
I'm looking forward to High Rise, which has got Tom Hiddleston in it, and it's set in a high-rise building, and I believe no one can get out.
Oh, my God.
That always sounds like fun.
Is it like Cube? Tom
Hiddleston plays a good bad guy.
See,
I think he plays he just plays a guy surviving a high-rise.
Okay.
Which means sometimes you have to do bad things to survive, don't you? I don't know.
Actually, I think I got Tom Hiddleston and Tom Hardy mixed up.
Is this like the time I got Tom Hardy and Ed Hardy mixed up?
Yes.
one's a brand and one's going to be a brand. I don't know.
Not my best moment.
I get two white dudes mixed up. What's the chances?
Yeah, imagine. Aren't they both British too?
Yes.
Oh. Well, they might be related. You just don't know.
Who knows?
Aren't all English people related?
Yeah.
Yep. Somewhere.
Yep.
To the Queen, I believe.
Yeah.
Actually, the DNA.
That's why they're also pale, I guess.
Well, it's the cold weather. I'm sure it's the rain. It keeps everyone indoors, doesn't it? And if tuberculosis doesn't get you, then you immigrate, right?
The plague.
The plague. All right. This is Sci-Fi and Squeam here with the Girlfriedas. And we'll have a bit more. We're actually going to have a little chat in a moment. Well, it's actually a repeat, kind of. It's an interview with a lovely man, Sebastian Silva, who made this film called Nasty Baby. And it's going to be playing at Acme, well, now, actually, until the 19th of Feb. And we'll put that on the Facebook page. This is Sonia on Sci-Fi and Squeam.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kent, writer and director of The Babadook, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. Hang on, I'm going to do that again. Okay?
Okay. Cool.
All right. Hi, I'm Jennifer Kent, writer and director of The Babadook, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Up close and actually here and present, we have Sebastian Silva in the studio, the film director. He's come all the way just to come to Joy to speak to us.
It's been a long journey, all the way from Brooklyn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
The film is Nasty Baby. Tell us what Nasty Baby's about without giving it away.
Right. It's about the compulsive... The obsession of people to reproduce, it's about a gay couple trying to have a baby with their straight friend, right? And it's I'm 36 years old, so a lot of my friends are starting to reproduce, gay and straight.
Yeah.
And then you wonder whether you are going to be one of them. So it deals with the subject of parenthood, and then it also deals with gentrification. And also deals with a little bit of the art world scene in New York City, but it's mostly about parenthood and the desire to reproduce and how far would you go to sort of achieve that goal. But the movie itself, for me, it's more of a moral experiment. It's not so much about the story, but it's more about a moral experiment in terms of leaving the audience morally inconclusive, that they don't know what the filmmaker or the movie is trying to tell them, morally speaking.
Yes. I've watched it 3 times now, and my moral compass was going all over the place. It was haywire.
Success
has been achieved. Yes, it is confronting. There's things in there to do with class and race and obviously straight culture and relationships and friendships and all those things.
Right. We're going to give it away, right?
We're not going to give any more
away. We cannot spoil it?
I don't think so.
Okay,
what
yeah,
do you think?
Sure. I don't care, but... I mean, because there's something interesting in terms of, gay culture that I think that it's hard to talk about if you don't give away that part, but... Yeah, I don't know what to
do.
Let's not give it away.
Let's not give it away because we want people to go and see it.
Yeah, it is great to be alive.
Mm.
alone. Yeah, that's good. That's good to be alive. Being special. Yes.
Being special. Well, you are. And Kristen Wiig thinks so. She's in Nasty Baby.
Right.
She doesn't just turn up to any film.
I know,
like,
right? Is Kristen known in Australia?
Yes, she is. Known, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I live in the States. She's very well known there. But in Chile, like where I'm from, like nobody knows about her.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I feel that she's very well known in America. But yeah, in Australia, you're saying that she is...
She is, yeah.
I mean, she's the sweetest, most funny person I've met in the last 2 years. No, she's really incredible. She was brought to me by my friend Alia, who's also in the movie. She plays Wendy. You remember my assistant?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's close friends with Kristen Antunde, the guy that plays my boyfriend in the film.
He's beautiful.
He's so beautiful, right? Yeah, he's a handsome...
Was it fun to work with him?
He was really fun to work with. Yeah. He's a straight guy. He's married to a French woman. So that... Part of the fun was out of the equation. There was no fun there.
No chemistry.
Exactly. I mean, like, friendship. There was a lot of friendship.
It felt friendly.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, it's, you know, like, we're playing sort of like an old couple. Not an old couple, but, like, a couple that's been together for a while. So, like, the fire is, like... Is not as strong. It's it's smoking. Yeah. Oh, it's, you said
smoldering.
Yeah, smoldering. Exactly.
Yeah, but not moldering. yeah. No, he's beautiful, and he's from TV on the Radio, of course.
So right.
He's got his music thing happening. The music in it is wonderful, as well. And congratulations for that film. Won an award, isn't it? Teddy Award for Best Queer Film at the Berlin Film Festival.
Who knew, you know, because like the producers, you know, like because like when you talk about a gay movie, like what is really a gay film? It's the same when you say like a black film. What is a black film? What is a gay film? I'm personally kind of against that sort of classification of films, just because when, if you really tell me like, oh yeah, go check this gay movie, I immediately think of people with no shirts on. You know, that's what I think. Like,
I was
doing an effort to sort of like keep it away from the gay niche, so people wouldn't call it a gay movie. And then we got the Teddy Award, and that's like the biggest gay award you can get in film festivals. So. That didn't work out.
Wow.
I kept my shirt on, but not for the actual thanks speech that I had to send, because I had left Berlin and I found out in the plane that I needed to send some kind of video, and I went into the plane bathroom and took my shirt off and make a video in front of the mirror. Just so like some gayness to it.
Gotta add some fun gay.
Exactly.
Not
some
sad
sexy gay. Yeah, exactly.
Sexy gay, that's what people want. Yes. Well, we are speaking to Sebastian Silva here on Joy 94.9, all about Nasty Baby. Thank you so much there, Sebastian.
Thank you, amiga.
Cheers.
Ciao.
This is Lolita Faggio, script coordinator for Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, and Voyager, and I'm here today with Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Thank you.
Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. That was Sebastian Silva and talking about Nasty Baby. So if you get a chance to see it, it's playing at Acme, which is cool. And it has the fabulous Kristen Wiig. And off air, we were talking about Kristen Wiig's DNA, that I was probably close enough to it on the sweater that he was wearing that very day. 8 months ago when he was in the studio, and like a cat I was rubbing around his legs, because I thought if anyone's had Kristen Stewart's DNA around their legs, Sebastian Silva would. He also had what's her name's DNA too, but I can't remember her name.
Ooh, what's her name? Oh yeah.
Oh, damn it. She's in
Girls.
Dark hair.
Oh, Lena Dunham.
No, not that one.
The one with the good eyebrows.
The good eyebrows. The amazing eyebrows.
Shush?
Yeah. She was also in Mad Men.
Shush. Oh, yeah. Oh, what's her name?
Well, that's... Never mind.
Yeah, what's her name?
That one. That woman over there. So, yes, look, lots of amazing things have been happening and will continue to happen, no doubt. as we go into the rest of February, because it is Women in Horror Month. So once again, like seriously, if you want to support, and you should, because they're raising funds for a great thing, and that's to give blood and to help those who need blood. People, there are some people who are quite bloodless in our community, and they need a bit of pumping with blood. So don't forget, donate your blood and do it for Women in Horror Month. Because that's what you should do. womeninhorrormonth.com, find out more, and head to our podcast, because we've got a whole bunch of horrific podcasts for you to listen to. Just search engine sci-fi and scream.org.au or something. No, Joy. Just go joy.org.au. I'm delirious. Isn't that one of your songs, The Girlfriends? Don't you have a song called Delirious? You should do.
We have a song called Dreaming, which is quite dreamy.
Oh, that's delirious, that one. It is quite true. Yeah, so what is happening? Okay, Gilfries, before we do wrap it up, when's your next gig?
Oh, yeah, we've got a gig coming up on the 27th at Dane's Magic Shop.
Wow. Who gets cut in half?
Not me.
Oh,
Alice?
I'm already cut in half.
You're going to be sawn in half.
You can't see because this is audio, but
she's like holding her head.
You're amazing. She's held up well for the last hour.
She really committed to the horror theme.
Yeah.
When, you know, we had an accident with a knife. And I was like, I'm really into this. And
We're playing with The Tropes and Holy Lotus. It's our first gig of the year. We've had a bit of a break.
You have been lazy.
So
I mean, in a good way. You've been busy. That's what I meant to say.
Excuse me.
Excuse us.
Well, we did call it summer holidays. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Cliff Richard song.
Cool. But yeah, so that's our next gig. Come along. We will also have a zine stall at the Zine Fair, Festival of the Photocopier, so come along and check us out there.
Yep, that's Sunday, February 14th, 12 till 5 p.m. at Melbourne Town Hall.
We'll be there. Quartz is going to be there, me and Jimmy Twin, with Frankie the Zombie and friends. So we'll be there doing the Quartz zine thing. We've got a few copies left. Cross fingers that we've got about 10. It's like a big day for us.
I will come find you at 12:01.
We might sell them twice. What I'll do is get Jimmy to run out with one and then pass it in front of a person and say, give me some money, and then run around the block again and then buy this one.
Yeah.
Well, didn't make any sense, did it?
There will be seven because it's seven. Three for us.
Well, we could share one.
Well, yeah, I could technically share one.
We could trade something.
Yeah.
DNA, perhaps?
Yeah. Yes, what DNA would you like?
Yes. Kristen Wiggs. No, if you've got that. All right, well, look, Lee, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us, Sonia.
Thank you so much for having us. It's always a pleasure.
And a big shout-out to Stick Institute, to Matt Embry, who was supposed to be in tonight. Hope you're going well, and you'll be back with your paper trail talking about Aussie comics and so on. And also, big happy birthday. It feels like I've already said it, but I think I said it off air. Happy fifth birthday to Milk Shadow Books. They publish The Weirdest Trips, apparently, Strangest Journeys and Assorted Stories. They've been around since 2008 with art, comics, graphic novels, poetry, prose, from here to there to New Zealand and Australian and international artists occasionally, including the wonderful Tim Malloy. So congratulations to James Andre and his squad for keeping alive for number 5. That's awesome. Next week, we're talking about Suspiria. We're talking about Women in Horror, just for a change, and Women in Horror, Italian horror films. Yeah.
Very nice.
Si. Bianca, do you speak Italian?
I do not, no.
Oh.
Bueno.
Alice, Italiano pale?
Lasagna.
Cool. Multi bene.
Gelato.
My friend actually, who I was talking about before, like, he's in Italy right now, and like,
cool.
I think that he would be really upset about how much I just like.
That's just all right. Look, you're trying. We're all trying.
Pizza.
Pizza.
A pizza.
Pizza.
It's a me, a Mario.
Mario. God. I think I've got Mario, actually.
Wait, just a little bit racist.
A little bit.
Well.
Apologies.
No, yeah. No, I've got Mario Garini and Claudio Simonetti.
Salve, I am Claudio Simonetti, the Goblin keyboard player, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Screen on Joy 94.9.
Goblin, of course, did the wonderful Tenebrae and Suspiria soundtrack and fabulous things for Dario Argento. I love Asia Argento. Argento, she's pretty awesome, and she's been in some of her dad's films, but they fell out, and anyway, it's like a wonderful Italian drama, it really is. So yeah, stay tuned next week, we'll be talking to Alexandra Helen Nicholas, we'll have Sally, I was going to say Sally Field, that would be cool,
hello.
God, she's cool, isn't she?
You're just living your dream life tonight.
I know, Kristen Wiig, Sally Field, it's a situation comedy waiting to happen. You guys do the music.
Okay, sure.
And the laughing track. Yeah, so that's happening. And it's Sally Christie and from Cinemaniacs, Lauren Stardust will be back. And yeah, talking more horror. Why not? Here on Sci-Fi and Scream. So hang around, don't go away. We've got more shows to play here on Joy. You've been listening to a special podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream for Women in Horror Month 2016, celebrating all things girly, all things gory, women who make horror, from books to cinema to comics to zines, all sorts of chat and things to do with women in horror. Spooky bitches. Thanks for listening to Women in Horror, only on Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, because it's Women in Horror Month, February 2016.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.